Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, November the 11th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. This is to be found on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at the show for today. Well, I'm going to start by talking about why America really should be leaving all these countries where it has armies and hordes of advisors and people who are simply not wanted in those countries. The world is now $188 trillion in debt, and the United States government is nearly $23 in debt, and US consumers are now $14 trillion in debt. One would have thought that was enough to persuade the forces of law and order to take their toys out of these different countries and concentrate on trying to put their own house in order. Well, that's what we're going to begin with, and then I will be talking about the work grind, the idea that it seems that one is working all one's entire life, and indeed that is not far from the truth. The average American worker spent 1,739 hours on the job in 2017, which is more than workers in most European countries, and that includes Canada, Japan, New Zealand and Australia. So Americans have a lot to worry about and to think about in their very own country. Leave does exist for various aspects of life, such as Medical Leave Act, which gives you 12 weeks. But of course, that's unpaid leave, unlike in most countries where you actually continue to get paid. So I'm afraid this is all a nail in the coffin of the American dream, and I shall continue to talk about, in the next segment, Trump and how he is undermined at every turn. Basically, he's being played by neoconservatives and other hawks who basically want to keep America entangled in Syria's multiple conflicts. And I'll be talking about some history of this, all this kind of activity in the show at this point. Then I will talk about healthcare spending. And that basically compares America with other countries and how they spend so much more money on so small amount of consequences of American health. So we'll be talking about that. Then I'll talk about an economic update report, giving you some insight into new jobs created, 48% of which in October were bar, restaurant and hotel jobs, which is not exactly what makes a country great or rich. Hourly growth is slowing sharply. No acceleration is noticed in the rate of hourly pay growth at all. So this is very bad news for America's economy. So the global armament industry is ramping up, as always, despite what Trump wants. So we will finish the show with an in-depth look of what's actually happening and why this is happening and what Americans might be able to do about it, which frankly I'm afraid is not very much. So anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly, as I said, email you 3 free shows independently and upon demand, so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I hope that after listening to the free shows you'll choose to become a patron of the Wake Up Call and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically troubled times. So do feel free, select any of the free shows from the archive at the Podbean page, any 3 of them. But if you have no particular preference, I strongly suggest you take the latest 3 shows, as they will give you an insight into how I deal with everyday affairs, which will be fresh in your mind. All right, so to conclude, let me just give you my contact information, starting with my email address, which is rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, that's also emblazoned across the top of the Podbean page, so if you don't write it down, you will find it there. I also have a Facebook and a Twitter page. The Facebook has some ancillary comments which are too short for the actual show, and you can get those by going to www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. That's all one word, no punctuation and all lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. I also have a Twitter address which takes a few of the one-liners that I come up with, and I thought I would use my Twitter account for that purpose, and the address there is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. That's my initials, RM Wake Up Call, all one word, all lowercase. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, it is, as happens once a week, Monday. And so I wish you a wonderful week ahead. This is Richard Martin from the Wake Up Call, back at you again on Friday. And until then, take care. Bye-bye.